coming up, another consequence of falling gas prices appears to be surging auto sales.
But first, President Obama's executive action on immigration is under scrutiny by members of Congress today. Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson answered questions about the action, how it's going to be done, how much it'll cost, and who it will affect, and especially whether the president has the ability to do this in the first place. Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah has used some of the president's own words against him. You're going to hear now tape of first President Obama and then the congressman questioning Secretary Johnson.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law.
So you say he didn't change the law, but the president says he changed the law.
We acted within existing law. We acted within our existing legal authority. Listen, I've been a lawyer 30 years. Somebody plays me an eight-word excerpt from a broader speech, I know to be suspicious. Okay?
That was Secretary Johnson responding there. Meanwhile, today, House Speaker John Boehner announced that the House will vote this week to go on the record disapproving the president's executive action. NPR Washington correspondent Brian Naylor has been following this story and is here with more now. Let's start with that big question, Brian. Republicans seem to think that President Obama's executive action was a power grab and that he undermined the Constitution by doing it. We heard, as you did, a little bit of the secretary there, but how did he respond to that criticism?
Well, Lisa, he said basically that, look, I'm a lawyer, he said, and I've looked at this very carefully. He talked about how he had gone back and spoke with a lot of the folks that work at Department of Homeland Security who would be implementing this. The Department of Justice issued a 30-page long review, essentially signing off on what the president did. And so and also the previous presidents, Bush and Reagan, took similar actions to implement immigration laws. So the president and Secretary Johnson said today that they feel they're on very firm legal ground for taking these actions.
Aside from that question, what else stood out to you today in the session?
Well, one thing was kind of a nitty-gritty thing about money. Republicans have been talking about passing a temporary spending bill to temporarily fund the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees and implements these immigration programs. Secretary Johnson said today that that would really tie his hands. First of all, the Department of Homeland Security also oversees the Secret Service, which we all know has had its own troubles in the last several years. We're gearing up for a presidential election year. Johnson said that a temporary spending bill would not enable him enough flexibility to hire new Secret Service officers to protect the presidential candidates. He also said that it would, in fact, deter from efforts to secure the border if there's only a temporary spending bill. So he's asking Congress to pass sort of the regular year-long appropriations bill and not a several-month extension of current funding.
Yeah, let's hear now from Democrat Beto O'Rourke from El Paso, Texas. He pointed out that the U.S., as you said, Brian, is spending $18 billion a year on border security already. Here he is today.
When it comes to border security, you and others have said the border has never been more secure. We're spending $18 billion a year, 20,000 Border Patrol agents. In the El Paso sector, the average agent apprehends 4.5 people a year.
I want to ask you about one other thing before we let you go, Brian. This is planned to be a program that pays for itself, the executive action on immigration, that pays for itself through fees that are paid by the applicants.
Right.
One question today was about the eligibility people may have for things such as Social Security and health care if they get approved for the program. Let's listen to Mike Rogers, a Republican from Alabama, asking the secretary about that.
Let me ask this question. Do you think that the people that are going to fall into this category are going to be able to draw Medicare and Social Security and other public benefits?
People who qualify for deferred action are lawfully present, but they do not have a lawful status like lawful permanent resident or citizen.
Brian, what exactly does the secretary mean by that?
Well, what he's saying is that they do not have standing, and the government will not be providing public benefits such as welfare or food stamps, other assistance, although the states could well decide that that's something that they want to provide, but the federal government will not be. But they will folks who will be made, who will be given legal status, will be given work authorizations. They will be paying into Social Security and paying into Medicare. And down the road, should they, reach retirement age and still have legal status in this country, they will be eligible to get those retirement benefits. But many of these are young people, their children, or their people under 30 right now. So it's a very small subset that would be eligible for these public benefits, and that's quite a bit down the road.
Okay, thank you. Brian Naylor, NPR Washington desk correspondent. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Lisa.